Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
So there have been times where, yes, I lost $300,000, but I knew that the trade was worth it because had it gone in the correct way, I would have made $900,000. So there have been a couple times where it was like, well.
How do you react to that?
Now I don't react at all.
Oh.
It's just is what it is. Okay. I did my work up front. I calculated this is the right stock. I looked ahead of time. I calculated the reward to risk ratio. I know that I got in at the right time. Like that's like a trading plan is really important for this.
Yeah.
So if I've done all the steps and for whatever reason it goes against me, then that's okay. Cause I know another one will come along and it'll go right.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay. So this is so phenomenal. Anybody can learn this?
Yeah. It's really not hard, but you need someone who's already good at it and who knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. What I see right now is a lot of people jumping into the market and they don't really know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And they just assume that, okay, because I can open a Robinhood account, I'm gonna just jump in, or my friend told me to do this. But no, there's a system to this. Like we have risk management in place. We have like charts, like it's formulas. Like when you learn the formula, then it's something that can click easy. Mm.
The biggest mistake new investors make when they go in. I think I know it, but I want you to tell me.
I think two things. One, picking the wrong stock.
Okay.
Like that's just, sometimes we're loyal to stocks for mm-hmm. no reason. Those mm-hmm. companies aren't loyal to you, so stop.
Mm-hmm.
Also with risk management, mm-hmm. not having an exit strategy, not having stops in place. So there's a way to protect yourself from losing. It's called a stop loss.
Yep.
And you can put that in so that if the stock goes down or against you, it'll take you out the trade.
Yeah.
But people don't put it in. They get nervous like, well, it's going to get me out and I'm going to lose money. That's the point. It's supposed to get you out
so
you
to can
protect
control.
You.
But the reason mm-hmm. you don't put the stop loss is because sometimes it'll go down and then shoot back up. But if you don't let it go down far enough, then mm-hmm. you really can't capitalize.
Yes. But the problem with that just means you did your math wrong on the front end. So if you get better and better at putting the stops at the right place, then you don't have to worry about that.
Mm.
Yep. It's one of those things like, so if every time you go outside, you usually slip and fall, and then you say the next day, well, I don't want to put a mat out there because I might not slip that day. Like, no, like you need to protect yourself.
Listen, a stop loss is important. When I started trading Forex, I had that same thought, like when I learned what a stop was to do and I experienced miscalculating where to put a stop loss and it hit that stop loss, took me out of the trade. I lost. It minimized my loss, right, to what I was comfortable with. So you get to decide up front how much you're willing to lose. Mm-hmm. Well, then I started to see other investors not use a stop loss and they, you know, but they also are dealing with a larger entry amount than I was. They have more money.
Right.
And so it would go down and shoot back up and they're winning. So I stopped using a stop loss, right? And in the beginning when I was trading, I was scalping the market. Okay. So I was sitting at the computer, meaning I'm going to jump in and I might jump out in 5 minutes or 15 minutes or 30, but I'm watching it because I just want to make $1,000. So as soon as I hit $1,000, I'm out, right? Because you got to set a goal, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's the number one. People don't have a goal and they get the $1,000 and they're like, I'm going for two, I'm going for three, and you get greedy. Anyway, so this one day, I don't have a stop loss set and I'm moving and I'm trading. I decide to get up and go take a shower.
Mm.
Came back to the computer,
right.
Came back to the computer and it was a $6,000 shower. I
wow.
was ready to quit. I'm done with this. I am out of the markets. I am never trading again.
Mm.
And then my mentor at that time, my trading mentor said, nope, you got to jump right back in
yeah.
there. But now you have to be smart. Now, are you ready to learn?
Right.
Yeah.
It's that one time where it goes wrong and you're
sick.
I should have had.
You're sitting over here talking about losing $300,000 in a day. And I would have been ready to do.
Yeah, where was your stop loss at?
I didn't have one. So there are times where I don't do it right either. And I think that's why I'm such a good teacher, because I've made every mistake.
Wow.
I've made every mistake. I've had.
She said, where was your stop loss?
Right. My risk management plan wasn't there either that day. Mm. And it was just kind of like, I know this is going to go right. I know this is going to work. I sure did.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Like, at that time, I had been making six-figure days. Mm. This was actually 2020. So I had just...
Six-figure days.
But then you got emotional.
Right?
You started emotional trading.
Exactly. And you can't have emotions. It has to be discipline and stick to your plan. And data. But sometimes we get a little arrogant. Like, oh, I got this. I know this stock going to go here. I don't even got to look at the chart today.
Yeah.
That's when it messes up. You got to stick to the plan.
I love
it. But the important thing is to keep going.
Yes.
Even if you lose.
So, like, my very first huge loss was in Thailand. At that same time when I was doing the class, they had this, like, festival, and we, like, lit lanterns. It was beautiful. But right after that, I came, because the markets open at night in Thailand.
Okay.
So I went to, like, a random seat. I was outside. Everybody else was doing their thing, but I was like, I got to go to work. So I opened my phone up, and I went to work. but I looked, and I had lost, like, $20,000. And by the time it was over, I lost $26,000. Mm-hmm. And this was back when I was just coming out of education. So I didn't have $26,000 to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had put like $30,000 to pay for classes on my credit card. And like this was like all my savings. And I remember calling my mom bawling. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. I'm quitting right now. Like, I can't do this anymore. And her response was, but baby, if you quit right now, how are you gonna get your money back?
Ooh.
Come on, mama.
Yes, right? Mom, with the word.
With the wisdom. I did not think she was gonna say that. I thought she was gonna be like, see, I told you, that's why you didn't need to be over there anyway. But no, she was like, how are you gonna get your money back? And so I'm glad your mentor told you the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because those losses, you learn so much from the losses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what to do better the next time.
Yeah.
And it hurts. And sometimes it can, like, trading is emotional because it can start to feel like you're a bad person. Like, I can't believe I did this. I know that I shouldn't have done, you know?
Yeah.
But you got to take all that aside and just say, hey, it's a numbers game.
What do you say to the person who doesn't participate in trading or in the stock market, period, because they feel like it's equivalent to gambling?
So it's not a gamble if you know how to calculate your reward to risk ratio and do the risk management ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I take a trade, I know that there is a 75% chance that this is going to be a profitable trade. So when I'm able to calculate like that, it's no longer a gamble.
Okay.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
It's a gamble when people are just jumping in with no kind of, like, no education, no kind of formulas, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're just kind of betting and seeing where the wind falls.
Is that what you do with your group? Like, you tell them what you're going to be trading, or?
No, I'm not. So they call that like a copy trader.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't tell them what to trade. I tell them how to trade. So I actually teach them, okay, this is how you read the charts, know where to get in and where to get out. This is how you put in your reward to risk ratio. This is how you put in like your quantity size. How do you calculate that? Because when I lost in Thailand, I had 8,000 shares. So even if it went down a dollar, I already was down 8,000. Mm. And it went down several dollars. So I was completely out, but it was because my quantity size was wrong.
Gotcha.
So I teach them how to do all those things and my trading plan, because I have like 7 steps that I do every time. And then they're able to follow that plan. Actually, in your book, you had a sentence that said, real success is when you're able to teach someone your strategy, exactly. and then they can actually be successful from it. And so I think that's what's happening with my students. Like, I teach them my trading plan, and then they can tell me what stocks to look at.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, just as the person, because you seem like this indestructible woman, you got it figured out. What are some of your major fears? What are you afraid of?
Fears. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, like, I think it was Paul who said it. He said, I would hate to go to heaven and then be ineffective and inefficient. Mm. And I have to find the scripture for you, but I think that's one of my biggest fears. God gave me such a gift. And if I go to heaven and he's like, Terry, I gave you this gift, but you were ineffective with it, or you were inefficient with it. Mm. Like, I want to make sure when I get to heaven, he does say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Wow. Like, you did that. I gave you a few things and you made it many. Mm. Like, that's my goal. But the fear would be on the flip side, to not maximize it to the fullest.
Yeah, I love it. And I think what shapes us all, who we are today, has a lot to do with, like you said, like your story. What are like some impactful lessons that you learned that created this amazing woman that you are today, would you say?
I think one lesson is from my grandmother. So when I was working at the school, she used to tell me every day, and I'm not even a cusser, but I'm going to say this because my granny said it.
Leave it out.
So okay. She was like,
you don't have to use it.
You better tell them. She said, no, what did she say? You better go in there and tell them to kiss your bleep. And she was like, don't ever let anybody let you feel like you're less than what you are. And I think just my grandmother, like, I was raised by a single mom and my grandmother, so 3 generations in the household. And my mom was always the, like, cautious, more fearful one, like, you can't quit your job, you gotta have insurance. And my grandmother,
based on what she told you, like, before, that's why it shocked you. Like,
right, yeah. I think that was a God thing. I think the Lord told her to tell me that, because she would not normally be the one. She would have been the one, like, well, come home right now.
Right.
Well, you know, you can get another job. You haven't been gone too long. Maybe they'll let you come back. Like, that's usually like her MO. But in that moment, that wasn't it. She was just like, you got, you know, how you gonna get it back? That was a God thing. Mm. But my grandmother, maybe she was embodying my granny, because my granny is like, you God's child. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Girl, you better go.
Yeah.
Tell them, kiss your, like, just walk out. She's like, walk out today. So wow. I think that's a piece of me now that's like, you know what? Like, at the end of the day, God's got this. This is his plan. You are his child. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Even if I get on a plane, like, I usually get afraid, like, that the plane's going to crash. Mm. And she's like, and if I were to embody her, it'd be like, girl, this plane ain't going to crash. God got a bigger plan for you. He got stuff for you to do next year. So you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So I think that's where, like, I think I have like a humble confidence, but that's where it comes from.
You know, it's so important to speak life into yourself and speak life into your children.
Yeah.
Because we think they're not listening. But like you said, like, this was, you know, years ago. You just remember your grandma growing up being this voice. And we always have to have these voices in our head. You know what I mean? Like, so I had a conversation with Donnie, and we both came to the realization that I'm not a businessman. But the cool thing is, because I just want to do cool stuff. I just want to do cool stuff and have somebody that really knows, like, business like that.
He's
do
a
the
visionary.
Business stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a visionary.
But the conversation that we had, it really stuck with me, allowing me to at least understand where I am and say, yo, I need to get smart. Mm-hmm. I need to just step by step, piece by piece, what am I going to do? So I think that's important, having that circle of people and voices in your head.
But you have a vision mindset. I mean, a business mindset. It seems like you're always thinking through, like, the numbers and, like, how to make money off of something.
I do.
So.
But the execution of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really? Yo, I, and this, like, honestly, I think God has blessed me tremendously because I just walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like the things align and things work out. I don't necessarily know it all.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay, so check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right? TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.